If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe deeply, gently, as if you had all the time in the world, because you do. For time is merely the unfolding of what you already are. And if you truly understood what you are, what you've always been, you would stop striving, you would stop struggling. You would relax, you would lean back into the loving arms of the infinite and allow all things to be drawn to you by the silent currents of assumption. There is a secret most people will never understand. They live by effort. They believe that if they do not push, strive, fight, they will have nothing. They believe manifestation is a matter of force, of will, of grinding action. But this is not how creation occurs. It never has been. Everything you see, everything you touch, everything you desire, was first imagined. It was felt before it was seen, and it was received not through struggle, but through surrender. Let me tell you something marvelous. You are the operant power. You are not at the mercy of the world. The world is at the mercy of your inner conversations, your assumptions, your imaginal acts. But here's the key. The law does not work through anxiety, through pressure, through desperation. It works through faith, ease, stillness. Relaxation is not passivity, it is power. To relax is to trust the unseen. To relax is to believe that it is done. When you lie back in the chair of imagination and close your eyes, you are entering the throne room of God. And who is God? God is your own wonderful human imagination. That which you dare to assume to be true, if persisted in, must come to pass. You need not beg the universe. You need not chase it. You only need to rest in the awareness of your desire fulfilled. Now you may ask, if I do nothing, how can things change? And I tell you, you are never doing nothing. Even when you are still, you are imagining. And what you imagine, you become. What you accept, you receive. So the question is not whether you are manifesting. The question is, what are you imagining when you think no one is watching? What are you accepting as real? If you can sit quietly and accept the reality of your desire, you are performing the greatest act of creation. For creation is finished. Every possibility already exists. You do not have to create the reality. You merely align yourself with it. You occupy it inwardly. You make it your dwelling place. You close your eyes and feel the truth of it so deeply that it becomes more real to you than what your senses report. Let us say you wish to be wealthy. Most will go into frantic action. They will worry about opportunities, about connections, about the market, about effort. But you, if you know the law, you will go within. You will sit silently and assume the feeling of being wealthy. You will hear friends congratulate you. You will feel the texture of a life of abundance. You will walk in that state internally until it becomes natural. And then, without strain, the outer world will bend to your assumption. You do not need to fight against what is. You only need to ignore it. The present facts are not the truth. They are simply echoes of past assumptions. The law of assumption is not interested in the facts. It is only interested in your inner state. Relax. Let go. You are not bound by appearances unless you choose to be. You are free the moment you believe you are. When I say relax, I do not mean to become indifferent. I mean to become confident. You do not need to be concerned with how it will come to pass. That is the universe's concern, not yours. Your only task is to dwell in the state of the wish fulfilled. And the more you relax, the more you trust, the more swiftly the universe will rearrange itself to deliver that which belongs to you by right of consciousness. The one who is anxious is doubting. The one who is striving is unsure. But the one who knows can rest. Imagine a pregnant woman. She does not strain to grow the child. She does not force it into being. She knows it is there. She knows it will come. And so she lives her days in quiet confidence. That is the way of true manifestation. Imagination is the womb of the universe. Whatever you impregnate it with, it will bear. But if you plant a seed and then dig it up every day to check if it has grown, you are operating in fear. Relaxation is the evidence of faith. When you truly believe it is done, you stop questioning. You stop looking. You rest. And yet, some will say, but nothing has changed. And I say everything has changed. Because you have changed. And the world cannot help but reflect that change. Do not concern yourself with the time lag. It is only the echo catching up to your vibration. If you persist in the feeling, in the assumption, in the knowing, it must come. It is law. And the law does not fail. Remember this, everything comes from within. There is no one to change but self. If you would change your world, you must first change your concept of self. But how do you change it? Not by force, but by assumption. If you desire to be loved, assume you are already adored. If you desire to be successful, assume the feeling of triumph. Relax into that feeling. Let it soak into your bones, and then walk as though it were already true. You are not becoming anything, you are awakening to what already is. The state exists, the wealth exists, the love exists, the health exists, but you cannot receive it if you are tense, worried, striving. You must become still enough to hear it. You must become soft enough to receive it. The hand clenched in effort cannot hold the gift. Only the open palm of trust can. People believe they must earn their desires, but your desires are not rewards. They are revelations. They are signs of what is already yours. The moment you desire a thing, it exists. Your job is to claim it. And how do you claim it? By feeling it, by imagining it, by relaxing into it so completely that you forget it was ever a desire. It becomes your natural state. That is what I mean when I say relax and let the universe manifest anything for you. The universe is not something apart from you. It is your deeper self. It is the infinite intelligence that moves through you. When you rest in faith, you open the gates. When you rest in the assumption of the wish fulfilled, you invite all of heaven to flood your life. But I must warn you, this path is not for the impatient. It is not for the frantic. It is for the one who dares to believe in the invisible, the one who chooses inner stillness over outer noise, the one who walks by faith, not by sight. That is the one who receives. Let others race and chase. Let others fight and fear. But you be still. Close your eyes and assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Let the senses fall away. Let the noise of the world dim. In that stillness, imagine. In that silence, feel. In that peace, receive. The universe is not a machine. It is a mirror. It does not respond to effort. It responds to identity. Who you are being in your imagination is what determines what you experience in your world. If you assume lack, you will see lack. If you assume abundance, abundance will flow. But to assume, you must relax. You must withdraw attention from what is and give it to what will be. And so I invite you to do the most powerful thing you can do. Nothing. That is, do nothing from a state of fear. Do nothing from a state of striving. Do only what flows naturally from your assumption. Rest in the end. Live in the end. Let the end live in you. If you truly knew that it was done, how would you feel? How would you walk? How would you speak? Be that now. Don't wait for the manifestation to give you permission to feel it. Feel it first, and the manifestation must follow. This is the law. The inner state creates the outer fact, and your inner state is entirely your domain. So breathe deeply. Relax your mind. Drop the story of how hard it's been. Drop the belief that it's complicated. It is not complicated. It is simple. Assume the state. Dwell in it. Let the outer world do what it must. If you persist inwardly, all will bend to your vision. The universe knows the way. You do not have to chart the path. You only need to claim the destination. The bridge of incidents will form. The people will appear. The circumstances will align. And you will be astonished by the elegance of it all. But first, you must stop trying. You must stop pushing. You must stop bowing. You must learn the sacred art of relaxation. The holy power of faith. The world has taught you to strive. I am teaching you to surrender. The world has taught you to work. I am showing you how to rest in assumption. This is not laziness. This is wisdom. It takes great strength to be still in the face of appearances. Great courage to choose belief over facts. Great boldness to live from the invisible. But that is the path of the master. That is the way of the manifester. So let the world say what it will. Let the facts do what they must. You have seen the truth. You have felt the end. You have rested in the promise. Now walk in that peace. Walk in that power. And let the universe reveal to you the wonders prepared for those who believe. Everything is already yours. And all you must do to receive it is relax. There is an ease that comes to those who truly know. It is not the ease of passivity, but the ease of alignment. The one who knows that their imagination is the only creative force in the universe need not worry. They need not look for signs. They become the sign. Their very state of being radiates the assumption of the wish fulfilled. And the universe cannot help but reflect it. It is not arrogance. It is certainty. The certainty that comes from knowing that the power that creates worlds lives in you, moves through you, and responds to your every inner word. You do not manifest with your hands. You manifest with your mind. The outer world is a canvas, and your imagination is the brush. But if your hand is trembling from anxiety, the image will be chaotic. When you relax, when your mind is calm, when your heart is steady, the picture becomes clear. The vibration becomes pure, and pure vibrations draw precise results. You cannot fake this. You cannot pretend to be at peace while clinging to worry. You must become peace. You must rest in the knowing that it is done, even when all appearances scream otherwise. This is the great test, not to fight what is, but to ignore it completely and live from the state of what is becoming. To say with full conviction, this is not who I am. I have already moved. I am already there, and to act accordingly. What does it mean to act accordingly? Not frantic effort, not hustling to make it happen. No, the action that flows from assumption is effortless, joyful, inevitable. It is the kind of movement that arises naturally, like water following a stream. You are not pushing the water. You are letting gravity do the work, and the gravity of assumption is irresistible. It draws all things to itself with quiet power. Your role is to stay in the state, to feel it again and again, to return to it when the world distracts you. When doubts whisper and fears knock at your door, return to the state. Do not entertain the doubt. Do not argue with the fear. Simply return. Close your eyes and feel the end. Feel it as if it were more real than the chair beneath you, the room around you. Saturate yourself with the feeling of fulfillment until the world outside becomes irrelevant. This is not about ignoring responsibilities. It is about fulfilling them from a higher place. It is about moving through the world as one who already is, not one who is trying to become. There is a difference, and it is vast. One is striving. The other is knowing. One is desperate. The other is assured. And that assurance is what relaxes the body, calms the mind, aligns the heart. The more you practice this stillness, the more magnetic you become. You will find people drawn to you, opportunities unfolding effortlessly, coincidences stacking in your favor. But they are not coincidences. They are reflections, shadows of your inner light, signs of your dominion over the unseen. You will no longer wonder if it works. You will know it works because you are it working. Then you will stop chasing altogether. You will stop needing things to prove to you that you are powerful. You will walk quietly, calmly through your days, with a smile that no one can explain, because you will have touched the secret. You will have felt the truth, that your imagination is God, that your inner world is law, that the only thing required of you is to relax and allow the seed to grow. Yet the mind will still try to pull you out. It will say, what if it doesn't work this time? It will scream, look at what's happening.
but you must become deaf to that voice. You must say, I know who I am. And you must say it not with your lips, but with your feeling, with your posture, with the way you breathe, with the way you choose not to react. Every reaction is a seed. Every assumption is a cause. If you react with fear, you plant more of what you do not want. If you relax into confidence, you plant the tree of your desire. And that tree will grow not by watching it, not by worrying about it, but by trusting the process. Look at nature. The flower does not strain to bloom. The sun does not beg to rise. The river does not argue with the rock. It flows. It yields. And in that yielding, it carves through mountains. You too can carve through any obstacle, not by force but by presence, by remaining so deeply in the end that the obstacle dissolves in your knowing. There will come a day when you will look back and laugh at all the effort. You will see how hard you tried, how much you struggled, and how unnecessary it was. You will see that all you ever needed to do was rest in the end. The moment you assumed it and believed it, the wheels began to turn. All the rest was just noise. You are not here to earn your worth. You are here to remember it. You are not here to make things happen. You are here to allow them to unfold. Manifestation is not a job. It is a dance. And the more relaxed you are, the more graceful you become. The more you let go of control, the more beauty enters your life. Because beauty flows where tension does not exist. Grace enters where fear has left. So begin to trust your inner world more than your outer world. Begin to trust the silence more than the sound. Begin to trust the unseen more than the visible. Because what you see is only the echo. The cause lives in you. And the cause is always now. Not someday. Not maybe. Not if. Now. Do not wait for the money to feel secure. Feel secure and the money must come. Do not wait for the love to feel chosen. Feel chosen and love will appear. Do not wait for the healing to feel whole. Feel whole and your body will obey. You are not responding to life. Life is responding to you. But you must relax. You must give up the need to prove it, the urge to control it, the obsession to monitor it. You must enter the Sabbath, that holy stillness where desire and fulfillment are one, where the seed has been planted, and you no longer disturb the soil. You water it with faith. You shine upon it with assumption, and you let time do what it must. Even time is your servant. It bows to your belief. It bends around your assumption. If you assume that it will take years, it will. If you assume that it is already done, it is. There is no power outside of consciousness. And the moment you truly know this, your whole being softens. Your breath deepens. Your heart opens. You become receptive. And in that receptivity, you become a channel for miracles. They are not miracles to the one who knows the law. They are simply natural effects of natural causes. But to the world, they are astonishing. They will ask you, how did you do it? And you will smile. Because how does one explain the simplicity of faith to a world addicted to effort? How does one describe the power of stillness to a mind that worships struggle? You will not need to explain. Your life will speak. Your energy will transmit. Your presence will transform. And all of it began the moment you chose to relax. The moment you said it is done and believed it with your entire being. The moment you stopped reaching and started remembering. The moment you became who you truly are. And so the more you practice the stillness, the more natural it becomes. At first the mind will resist. It will scream for action, demand proof, beg for signs. But you must not indulge it. You must stand firm in the invisible. This is the discipline, not of doing but of being, to stay loyal to the unseen reality, even when the five senses report contradiction. That is the essence of faith. And faith is the only currency in the realm of creation. You will begin to see that everything around you is merely the echo of who you were being days ago, weeks ago. The manifestation is never immediate, because the world must reorganize itself according to your assumption. But rest assured, it is always in motion. Even when it seems nothing is happening, the law is at work. The bridge of incidents is unfolding in ways you cannot yet perceive. And your only role is to not disturb the process with doubt. Keep planting. Keep assuming. Keep feeling. And most of all, keep relaxing. The more relaxed you are, the more receptive you become. Receptivity is the forgotten art in a world obsessed with productivity. Yet nothing can flow into a clenched hand. Nothing can bloom in soil that is constantly being dug up. Receptivity means you have made room. You have cleared the space for the new by releasing the old, old beliefs, old doubts, old ways of being. And in their place you have allowed stillness to reign. That stillness is not emptiness. It is fullness. It is pregnant with potential. When you walk through life with the awareness that it is already done, the universe bends to your command without you ever needing to raise your voice. You speak inwardly with assurance, not desperation. You visualize not to force an outcome but to enjoy it, to savor it, to familiarize your senses with what you already possess in imagination. The outer world becomes secondary, almost unimportant, because you are no longer reacting to it. You are creating from a place far deeper than the visible. Even your breath changes when you understand this. It becomes deeper, smoother. You find yourself walking slower, not because you are lazy, but because you are no longer in a hurry. You have exited the frantic chase and entered the divine current. The current that carries you exactly where you are meant to be, not through struggle but through harmony. And in that harmony, life becomes effortless. The right people arrive. The right moments unfold. Synchronicity becomes your language. People will marvel at your life. They will ask what you're doing differently. They will wonder how things just seem to work out for you. And they will not believe you when you tell them, I relax. I feel, I assume, I trust. Because that is all you are doing. You are relaxing into your power instead of resisting it. You are cooperating with the universe instead of competing with it. You are flowing with the law instead of fighting against appearances. And that inner shift is everything. Eventually, your identity transforms. You stop seeing yourself as the one who wants, and you become the one who has. You no longer speak as a beggar but as a creator. Your inner conversations reflect your new self-image. And those inner conversations are what shape your life. You may say nothing out loud, but the universe always hears your assumptions. It always responds to who you are being. So the question becomes, who are you being now? Not what are you doing? Not what are you saying? Who are you being? Inwardly, quietly, when no one is watching. Are you being the one who already is? Or the one who is still waiting? Your world will answer that question for you, because it cannot help but do so. It is law. Yet the law is kind. It does not judge. It does not punish. It simply reflects. It says yes to whatever you most consistently assume. If you assume struggle, it gives you more struggle. If you assume joy, it gives you more struggle. If you assume joy, it gives you more joy. And this law operates with or without your awareness. But when you become aware of it, and align yourself with it, everything changes. You realize that the only work you ever needed to do was inner work. That the only effort worth making was to change your inner conversation. That all outer actions are the shadows of the inner man. The real cause of change is always within. And so you return, again and again, to that place of stillness. You withdraw attention from the world and place it where it belongs, in imagination. You no longer worry about what others think. You no longer ask for opinions or seek validation. You know, and in knowing you become unshakable, because reality is now an inside-out process. You start with the feeling, and the facts follow. And if the facts delay, you do not panic. You simply persist, because you understand that the seed has been planted, and the harvest is inevitable. This inner stillness becomes your sanctuary, your secret place, the sacred space where all things are born. You find yourself longing for it, not because you want to escape the world, but because you want to shape it. And you know you can only shape it from within. So you go there often. You imagine often. You rest often. And from that rest, a new world begins to emerge. A world that mirrors your calm, your confidence, your joy. No longer do you need to make things happen. You let them happen. You allow the right ideas to come to you. You allow the right connections to flow. You allow the body to heal. You allow money to arrive. Because you are no longer in resistance. You have ceased the inner argument. And in its place you have planted the word yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I have. Yes, it is done. This yes becomes your prayer. It is not loud. It is not dramatic. It is quiet and certain. It carries the weight of knowing. And that knowing is enough. You do not need evidence. You do not need confirmation. You carry the end result in your heart as though it were a memory. You revisit it often, not because you doubt it, but because it brings you peace. And then life begins to surprise you. Doors open where there were none. Solutions arise without effort. You find yourself in the right place at the right time more often than not. And you realize it's not luck. It's alignment. You are finally in harmony with the frequency of your desire. And that frequency is peace. That frequency is rest. That frequency is trust. So I leave you with this. The greatest secret is not in striving, but in surrender. Not in doing more, but in believing more. Relax. Not because you are giving up, but because you know. Relax. Because the power that breathes the stars lives in you, and it does not need your worry, only your faith. The universe is not withholding anything from you. It is waiting for you to assume it is already yours. When you rest in the end, when you feel the fulfillment now, the world must reorganize itself to reflect your state. This is the law. This is the promise. And it has never failed anyone who dared to believe. So be still, be bold, and above all, be the one who knows it is done.